All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Come on! This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's an FBM Friday, which means the weekend is almost here but upon us. And that means that we will take you through the rest of your workday until we turn it over to the Blitz. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel. Fellas, what's going on?
What's happening?
What up?
Everybody good, I assume? Well, you are winded.
He's like, don't start without me. I'm like, yes, we are.
You ran all the way to the parking lot. The show must go on, Nick. You tell him.
That's right. This Usual Suspects weight loss challenge
ain't paying off.
It's not helping. I went down to grab my sweater. Two flights of stairs. I need help. I need a nurse.
What happened to the cardio aspect of this whole weight loss challenge?
I've only ran like three times since it started.
So when you did the hills in San Antonio, how far did you go?
2 miles.
Come on.
No, I did.
2 hills or 2 miles?
2 miles.
But they, half a hill.
I have a
back.
Video. I'll
That's
show
good
you.
Cardio. Then why are you sucking wind on two flights of stairs?
I don't know. Very small flights of stairs, might I add.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, you take them every day.
I walk them every hour. I take the stairs. Yeah, I was going to say, you guys only take the stairs if I tell you to. I'm the
First
one that.
Well, that's not true, because if you told me to, I'd take the elevator.
That's probably about right.
Yeah. Your I mean, heart it just depends on like how, that. Like, impatient I am with the elevator, then I would just take the stairs.
I should show you. I didn't even post the videos. I actually recorded videos while I was running in San Antonio.
Yeah.
You should hear my breathing. It sounds like I'm going to die. Like, it sounds like I'm on my deathbed. These heels were no joke either. And so I thought, okay, when I get back to Houston and I go run, it's going to be great. And then I went and ran 2 miles in my neighborhood. I was like, yeah, this still sucks. It's not as bad, but I am out of shape.
Wow.
Yeah, sucks. So it's whatevs.
Who knew?
Who knew?
I don't know. What else is going on?
Just arguing with people on Twitter.
I saw that. Yeah, and I saw you absolutely gave the slow pitch softball to everyone, and they all came out swinging.
Yeah, you know, I made the comment not too long ago about people that try to, when I'll make a joke, and then people try to be funnier than the joke that I make, and I think I get it, but at the same time, I'm a professional comedian, so you have to kind of be better than just what the easy joke is.
Right.
And so I just made a simple comment that, you know, that when someone starts a sentence with real talk, you know what they're about to say is BS. And then immediately 50 different tweets. Hey, real talk, you're the best guy in radio. Hey, real talk, you're the funniest comedian ever. And among those was Jong. And I was so disappointed.
At least they all came from people that don't know any better.
I told Jong, you're better than this. Be better than this. And then he really started roasting me, and it pissed me off because it was even funnier. But at least he kind of, you know, hung in there. But I'm like, don't take the easy jokes. And then some guy, Craig, was like, oh, you're crying about people making jokes. I was like, bro, you don't even know what I'm talking about. Unfollow.
Yeah, go back to texting.
I don't know what, yeah. I mean, I feel like people get mad if I don't laugh at their jokes or if I call them out. But I'm like, but that's the easy joke, was to do that. Don't do that. Be creative. Some people were creative.
Okay.
So that's good. It's just the uncreative stuff. I don't know. This is the world I live in. I'm trapped in this weird world of wanting to entertain people, but not being entertained, if that makes any sense.
Kind of.
Okay.
Nick, did you follow?
I'll take kind of.
I did follow every last bit of that.
Oh, you're a liar. You didn't even listen.
I'm editing right now.
Oh.
The comedian of the week. What's his name?
So we're going to have a little treat for you guys. Billy Gardell is going to be on the show today. And when I say on the show, I mean literally he's going to be on the show. He's going to be here. He is Mike of Mike and Molly. So yeah. You not only will recognize his voice, but you will definitely recognize his face. He's been in Bad Santa.
He has quite the resume, and he is going to be, he's in town, I assume, performing?
Yeah, he's at the Joke Joint tonight. He's got a show and then two shows tomorrow. And I talked to Ken, the owner of the Joke Joint, and we'll give away some tickets to Billy's show as
well.
That's
cool.
Yeah, that's looking forward to that because he's funny on from what I saw on video. I have never, you know,
yeah,
so
he's got
I'm looking forward to it in person.
I think his special is called Halftime. He's got that out as well. Which I know you can rent it on Amazon Prime, but No. Yeah, so he's going to join us. We got Palillo at 1:30, and Trey is going to join us at 2 o'clock to break down the Super Bowl.
No.
To talk about why this dude wouldn't let him in the building and how that went for him, and we'll just have a... Yeah, so from like 1:30 to 2:45, it's all guests. Palillo for two segments, Trey for maybe a segment or two, then Billy Gardell joins us for a segment. Should be a fun day.
Well, it should be, and that's the way it should be leading into the Super Bowl, because the fact of the matter is that all it is hype and crap now until we get to the actual game.
This is like our version of Radio Row. I was thinking about that this morning. We killed it this week. Even though we weren't at Radio Row, we had Orlando Pace, we had Barry from Healthy Gourmet, which everybody knows. We had, who else did we have?
Kylie Wong.
Well, no, that was last week. This week. I'm talking this week.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
You could have went with it.
No.
You could have. No one would have known.
We had Orlando Pace is right.
Who else did we have? Oh, Calvin Murphy.
We had Calvin Murphy.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. We had someone else the same day as Murph.
We
had Patrick Creighton in the middle of the fray from Radio Row.
Yes.
So we had a guest that was mentioned in the big to-do that no one else had.
We had the rich man's Josh Ennis, is how you say it.
Trey?
Yeah, no, Patrick Creighton. Because if Josh Ennis is a poor man's Patrick Creighton, then Patrick Creighton is the rich man's Josh Ennis. Is that I'm using my deductive reasoning.
Patrick should be okay with that as well.
He's the rich man's Josh Ennis.
Wouldn't Trey be the poor man's Josh Ennis?
No, Trey is the poor man's.
You're about to insult somebody.
And he just got through saying earlier, he goes, I've never heard you be mean to anyone. And I was like, no, yeah, I have. I've been mean to a lot of people. He's like, but it's always been funny. And I almost was mean to Trey for no reason. And I'm glad I stopped myself.
You've been mean to Trey for plenty of no reason.
No, it's all in good fun. That's always that one. No, what I almost said, though, was almost really mean, like super mean. So I'm glad I held back. I don't want to be mean to him right before he comes on the show for his big Super Bowl breakdown.
I'm a little leery of what Trey's going to. I hope he's good. Because he's been up early.
When has Trey ever not been good on our show? I don't know about the rest
of
the
show. That's true. But he's been up since the crack of dawn.
Yes.
He has been neglected his opportunity to get into the building early.
Yes.
He has
more
been
about
here
maintaining
way too
the
long.
Momentum more than anything else.
I'm with you. And I asked him, I said, have you gone on anyone's show and given your thoughts on the Super Bowl and broken it down yet? And he said, no. I was like, cool, 2 o'clock, you free?
He absolutely lied
like,
to you.
Like he wasn't going to be
he
free.
Lied to you.
Like he's doing
he's been
anything.
On today?
I don't know.
No, he hasn't done anybody's show to break down the Super Bowl. So he's gonna come on at 2 o'clock. So that'll be fun. That'll be good times.
Okay, that's gonna be good. So yeah, we're gonna make sure that we have a fun day for you. Cause like we said, look, Rockets won last night. We'll get to some of that. We can get to some of the what's coming up on this weekend because of the fact that Saturday night the Rockets play the Cavs and of course Super Bowl Sunday, and we'll make our predictions. But at the same time, this is kind of like the quiet before the storm. And so we like to have a little fun on Fridays anyway. So we might as well let you guys be a part of the festivities. Like I said, it's pretty cool already that Billy Gardell is gonna be in studio. Trey's gonna join us. You can join us too. 713-780-3776 is that HRP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can tweet if you want to reach us via Twitter. It's at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at Barry is funny. And we're pretty damn good about responding, so you reach out and touch and we'll respond as we go.
Don't touch.
Just don't touch Barry without Purell.
Yes.
As those of you that are fans of the show know. Right now I want to tell you about a great idea for Super Bowl Sunday, and that is Falbo Brothers. I have said it before, I'll say it again, it's the best pizza in Houston. We love it. My family goes there whenever we possibly can on a cheat night because the fact that the food is fantastic. And right now they're running Super Bowl specials. You mentioned me, Joel, and say you listen to ESPN 97.5, 15% off every order. If you want that deep dish pizza that I love so much, a one-topping deep dish, large, which is normally $20, only $15. And they're going to take care of you. You just call and tell them that you listen to the show, and they're going to make sure that they are there for you because they love the fact that we have listeners that have actually gone in there and came back again and again because Falbo Brothers is the best pizza. They have the great pizza ovens. The deep dish is just fantastic, but they have calzones called Falzones. Get it? Like Falbo Brothers. It's just great. If you want to order online, you can do that. Falbo Brothers Pizza. Falbo Brothers, but it's Falbo, B-R-O-S, pizza.com. They're located at 4779 Sweetwater Boulevard. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump off of 59 at Sweetwater. Or you can just call them, 281-240-4779. My man Hani runs a great, great shop over there. And like I said, call, connect with them via the internet, and just tell them that you're a loyal listener of ESPN and mention me. You get 15% off any order. You get $5 off a deep dish one topping, and I'm sure they'll take care of whatever you got going. So check them out. Falbo Brothers Pizza, 59 in Sweetwater, 281-240-4779.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
My favorite job in the world is being a daddy. That's it, man. That's my life. I love him, man. I am second in command to him. I never thought that was going to happen. But that seems to be how it played out.
The way it should be.
Oh, shut up. Let me vent, lady. This is my hour, all right? It's the truth, though, right? It's the truth. You lose your title and your rank the minute he comes into the world. My son has been on me since day one. He knows that's his chick. He owns her. He was on me day one. When he used to breastfeed, he'd look right at me.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back and just getting started on The Usual Suspects. Nick, Barry, and Joel on an FYF Friday. If you missed the opening of the show, that was Billy Gardell. You may recognize him either from his comedy or, more importantly, if you watch a lot of television and you've watched the show Mike and Molly. He's been on there. He's been in the movie Bad Santa. And he's going to be in studio with us live at 2:30, and that should be some fun. Also, coming up at 2 o'clock, intern Juggalo Trey will be joining us to go over prop bets, the Super Bowl, and I'm betting we'll get off topic.
Oh, no doubt.
Because that's what we do.
Be fun.
And he already had some things go down in his world today that probably are not life-threatening to you, but it will be entertaining when he decides to express how life-threatening they were to him.
It scarred him emotionally, but I don't think that's very difficult.
No.
No.
What's crazy is, too, like, he came in with, he called it a hoagie. He got himself a hoagie for lunch. And I go, why isn't it a sub sandwich? And he went, that's a good question. I don't have that answer. And he said he got it from Pete's Fine Meats. And he said, because my good friend, Cody, is friends with it. I go, your good friend or the kid that I brought in to be an intern here that I know his whole family? He's like, yeah, same guy.
Cody. Like, which one is
okay,
Cody?
You
brought in Cody?
Yeah.
Have I met Cody?
Probably a couple times. Dark haired.
I feel bad because I don't know most of their names. Kid. Should I know the interns' names?
I think you should, but I think everybody expects by the way you treat them that you won't. So it's probably just a given. That
what is that supposed to mean?
You just kind of.
I'm such a nice guy to the interns.
We've been over this.
I love the interns. They know I would do anything for what's his name and the other guy.
Exactly. As long as they get your coffee and bring you Diet Coke.
Oh, one time, and as the show started, I asked one of the interns to go get me a Diet Coke, and that was it.
Okay.
I mean, you're...
I'm accurate. If nothing else, by the way, we found out that Jerry is alive and well. We had been asking, of all the usual suspects, where's our man Jerry, who hasn't hi-oed in quite a while? And he's been at least on Twitter, so we know that.
He didn't tweet me. He tweeted you.
Well, yeah, he did. He tweeted both of us that Trey is a poor man's Carrot Top.
Maybe I deleted it.
You probably have blocked him.
I may have muted him. I mute a lot of people.
I know that when Jerry calls, even before he does the hi-yo, Nick's already giggling. Nick loves when Jerry chimes into the show.
Jerry's probably one of my favorite callers. John? Yeah, he was very Jerry-ish. The caller the other day, I think it was John. Might have been Tom or something like that. But he was. Very upbeat, got to the point.
The one that told the story. Was his story?
Oh, no, he was a great call.
Yeah, he really was.
But he reminded me of Jerry. He wasn't quite good as funny, but yeah.
You know the guy that told that. What was that story?
The caller from last week.
I'm busting him, not you. So don't.
Brain fart, whatever.
Yeah, what was his name? Tom, yeah. Harry, Dick, what, who?
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, Jerry was a good call.
You miss him. We all miss him.
He is. He's a good caller.
Are you selling our boy OU Mike Short?
He's just been a good caller as of late, though. Let's be honest.
OU Mike? Well, he's a terrible texter. He's racist.
And dirty.
And he's a horrible person.
Yeah. We banned him from the show at one point.
Yeah. He's just a bad guy.
Yeah.
When he texts.
The calls have been funny.
When he calls, he's been funny.
And it's only been, what, like this month and last month, basically. Yeah. It really hasn't been the entire time of the usual suspects. Not the whole year.
That's true. Which is the 6th. We're getting close, boys.
Yeah.
Today's the 2nd. We got, what is it, Tuesday is officially the, what are y'all getting me?
I'm getting you absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Oh, good. The same thing I'm getting y'all.
I'll get you some Purell, but I'll have borrowed it from someplace. You don't know
where
it came
I have
from.
Plenty of that.
Like a half bottle of Purell. Like
I'll go up to the 6th floor and just take it off of someone's desk and bring it back down. Barrett, look what I got you, buddy.
Ugh. Sanitizer. Why does it matter?
Here comes sanitizer. Here comes.
Look at that look he's giving me.
Yeah.
You were doing so good.
Oh, stop it. By the way, can we verify that he has not been on any other show? Because Eric Resendez just said, have Trey tell the story that he told John and Lance earlier about his brother and sister.
Ooh.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
He's been fabricating to you.
Hold on. So Trey was on the morning show?
I don't know. Was he?
Oh he definitely was.
He totally lied.
He's definitely not coming on our show today. I didn't know that.
I thought you asked him.
Definitely. I did. I said, have you gone and shared your Super Bowl thoughts with anyone? And he said, no.
You got to appreciate
it. Yeah, but I thought you broke it down and said, have you been on anybody else's show?
No, I just asked him about, has he talked Super Bowl with anyone? And he said, no. But I didn't realize he was already on the bench this morning. No, now we're just looking like gravy trainers. He's not coming on at 2 o'clock. It's not happening now.
Okay.
Then if you want to blame anybody, it's you.
Not happening.
Blame you for bringing him on and then you for taking him off.
Well, no. I blame him for lying to me. He fibbed. He told a story. Then the listener snitched on him.
Yeah, and so because of it, I would assume that he'll be tweeting us because he knows better than to walk in the studio again.
Oh no, he'll catch us when I go on my pee break. He'll say something then.
Cash
for sure.
Me outside?
No, don't. Don't.
Hey, so the Rockets won last night. We'll get to that later. But did you see this deal with Westbrook and the fan?
I started to watch the game and fell asleep. And when I fell asleep, I didn't even know who won until you told me this morning. But all I know is as I was falling asleep, Harris was on fire and he was torching OKC. And I thought, oh, this is going to be a long night. And then I woke up to hearing Westbrook is shoving a dude. I thought it was going to be a lot worse until I saw the video. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like what, I mean, first of all, that was a big boy that he shoved.
Yeah.
And he barely moved him.
It looked like El Jefe a little bit.
Oh. It wasn't that big.
Shots fired early.
Yeah. Yeah, I did it.
This guy looked a little bit more strong than insulated.
El Jefe.
Than Hefty. Yeah.
I was thinking to myself, like, oh, man, he really must have put – he barely moved him. So, which means he barely shoved the guy. He was basically just like, yo, you're in my zone. You're in my space, and I don't want you in my space. But it wasn't a shove like a I want to fight you shove. It was like a, hey, man, just give me some room shove. There's a difference, you know? Yeah. When you shove a dude like you want to fight, you're shoving them to, like, push them down. As opposed to just a get off me shove.
Now here's the thing.
There's a difference.
There are people asking, should Westbrook be suspended? I think
absolutely
he should be
not.
I think he should be commended because the fact of the matter is whether this guy had courtside seats or not, it was a very emotional, if you missed it, a heated ending to the game. Westbrook's contesting Gary Harris. Gary Harris gets the shot off, makes the three to win the game. Westbrook's just trying to retrieve the ball as it came back behind them, and this fan just gets up to kind of get in his face and go, yeah, yeah. And he just, with one hand, just kind of shoved him away. And then, as I told you...
How'd he do it?
And then, of all things, the security people who weren't doing their job, the personal security, not the guys at the arena, all of a sudden, like, 6 guys come in way late going, get out of here. If you were doing your job, that dude wouldn't have gotten near him.
Yeah.
But instead, to try and overcompensate, they all thought that they were going to gang up on him. But the fact of the matter is, look, this is totally different than when... Rodney Hood of the Jazz slapped that cell phone out of that guy's hands. That one was not even the fan's fault in any way, shape,
correct.
Or form.
This fan came
bring
on the
it
court.
On. This fan brought it on, got up in his personal space, and deserved whatever he got. He's lucky Westbrook just didn't haul off and punch him.
Yeah, I mean, if you come on the court and get shoved, that's on you.
No doubt about it.
That's your bad for getting that close to a player and getting shoved. Who do you think will get in more trouble, Westbrook or the guy that attacked Larry Nassar? Did you see that video?
Yeah. And I mean, more power to that guy. And at least he had
that dude's my hero.
He had at least he had the wherewithal to say, I'm going to ask the judge first nicely if I can get 5 minutes in a room alone with him. And then when she said no, he said, well, can I have a minute alone with him with the door locked? And she said no. And that's when he said, well, then I'm going to have to do what I got to do. And then he charged at it.
Took off running.
Yeah. And then he went from being nice to he wasn't cussing or anything like that with the things he was thinking when he was talking to the judge. But boy, when they pinned him down, he was letting it all fly. And what I liked about the whole situation, because I kept trying to see what they'd said, he came back after he was put in a holding cell and handcuffed until after the court was out of session. And then he came back and he apologized. But I believe the judge has said there's no way that she doesn't condone what he did, but there's no way that they're going to punish him for what he did.
Yeah, somebody tweeted and said that. I can't, you know, corroborate that. I don't know this to be true.
Yeah.
But they said that the judge mentioned he won't be punished, which is great.
I think it's fantastic.
Don't punish that dude. I mean, that's what a great punishment that would be to Larry Nassar is for every person that he has done this to, that their dad gets 5 minutes alone in a room with him. Why not? You know what? That should be a great option. Hey, you know what? You can skip jail time, but every dad gets 5 minutes alone.
Here's my thing.
Do your thing.
He did to a lot of daughters of a lot of these dads something that you know that will scar them for the rest of their lives that they want to get back at him. So in retribution, tie him up into the ceiling and let them just drill the speed bag.
Pinata.
Just the speed bag. Just take it all out on the speed bag. Suspend him up there.
Like his
testicles?
Just
punch his bag as long as you want. Just take it out on him.
Oh, my gosh.
And say, Larry, you deserve that. He deserves way more than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he does. But, damn, you kind of went right turn there.
He's an a-hole. He deserves everything and more.
Yeah, he does. He does. He definitely
does. Dakota wants to get in here on the Westbrook story. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
So I want to start off, I'm not defending this fat guy that got on the court at all, but I want to know where the line is because you have like Spike Lee and Drake, all these guys that have courtside seats. They always get on the floor, get in people's face. They're talking about arresting this fat guy and never letting him come to the arena again. I just want to know where the line is. If you're famous, are you allowed to get away with this stuff? And I'll hang up and listen.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, when those guys are on the floor, it's not during the heat of the moment in the most intense portion of the game, and they're not, and the players know who they are, and they're aware of them, whether they're friends with them or not, and it's a totally different scenario. In this scenario, Westbrook's got no idea who this guy is, where he came from. He just lost the game.
That's the difference. You know Drake's not crazy.
No, they know exactly who the guy is, and it's probably either pregame, halftime, or you know, or in most of the cases, the player probably struck up the conversation with him. But when you're talking about right after you just got kicked in the jimmy because you lost at the buzzer, and all of a sudden you're feeling the emotions of that and trying to walk off the floor, and some guy gets up in your face to go, I mean, that's where you go, get out of my face. Yeah. Wow.
Did we go over that far over?
Yeah, really?
yeah, I'm with you. It's a huge difference, Dakota, because no one thinks that Drake is going to go crazy. No, and Drake is, it's like with Spike Lee and Jack Nicholson and Billy Crystal. And these are celebrities that might be messing with guys, but they're not like this dude got in his face.
Yeah, there's an extra security blanket built in because, you know, they're not dumb enough and they have celebrity. They're not going to cost their own image to do anything like that.
Right. I'm with you.
So, all right, Dakota, we appreciate the call, though, regardless. I really want to get to this call, but maybe we should make Charlie listen to it instead because it says give props to the guys.
You want to get it real quick? Nick, do we have time?
Let's get it real quick. Ron, what's up?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Hey, man, like I said, I just want to give y'all a call and give y'all props, man. I've been listening to you guys for about the last 5 or 6 months. I drive my car every day for work, and I listen to this station all day. Every day, y'all show is the best show on this station, hands down.
Amen, seriously. Brother. Best call ever.
Ron, we appreciate you,
Mark,
man.
Ron down is the smartest person that's ever called this station, without a doubt.
I said we should have saved Ron for when Charlie was on, and I'm right.
Yeah, you should have. Well, he's not on this station, so he's...
Well, he kind of is. Yeah. He kind of is.
Man, much love, dude. Really appreciate
thanks,
that.
Ron, man. Have a great weekend. Call anytime.
We're trying to get something going here. And when you guys give us feedback, good or bad, we appreciate it. And good's always better.
No doubt.
But at the same time,
people think that it's supposed to happen overnight. It's, you know, it's all work in progress. Yeah, and it's we're having a lot of fun doing it. So we're glad you guys are enjoying listening it. With that being said, the person of interest that I mentioned, Charlie Polillo, is going to join us next. He's going to join us from 1:30 till 2:00. We'll kick around some things. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest and kick it around with Chuckster, give us a call, 713-780-3776, or hit us up on the HRNP listener line, or give us a shot on Twitter. We'll be back with more of The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, yeah.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects, and as billed, the star has arrived. Charles Polillo is joining us in studio.
A poor man's Don Imus. No.
No.
Charlie, of all the comparisons you could have made, I guess that was one of them.
What do you make of the whole kerfluffle? I'm curious.
I don't know what happened with Don Imus now.
No, not Don Imus. Between Seth Payne and Josh Ennis, and then them throwing out some dude at 6'10 was like, Josh, you're just a poor man's Patrick Creighton. And that's your teammate, Charlie. That's your teammate.
I felt bad about PC being brought into the fray.
Does the phrase above the fray mean anything to you?
There you go. So now, and then you know what happened, Charlie? Is all this went down. They had this big thing. And then somebody started a bracket for fight, like a fight club between all the radio guys.
I saw a couple of tweets along the timeline.
And then they were like, oh, well, you left out Barry and Joel and Charlie. So if which my response was, well, this is pretty stupid, so I'm okay with being left out of it. But I am curious, is there anybody in Houston radio you would want to fight besides Joel?
You won't say it.
No, there's not anybody. There's nobody worth my time, even if I wanted to fight.
You don't want to shout at Rich Lord? Not even just a little?
No, he's a friend of mine.
Oh,
yeah.
Dang it. Okay.
So
I tried.
No, I can come up with better uses for my time than
fighting radio guys? Because somebody texted and said Indy Kalu wants to fight another radio personality. And I'm thinking, well, okay, AJ would be my first. Okay. If you're going to fight anyone from this station.
Put it out there. First it was 100, then people raised it to 1,000. Everybody should pay their own ante in and have a real MMA radio. It's like, first of all.
Said the former NFL player.
Yeah, right.
And then AJ, who was clamoring for it, the MMA fighter who's fought professionally. What? Come on.
Yeah, that would be like us going over there and saying we challenge you to a math contest.
Exactly.
Thank you. I appreciate you participating. I like
exactly.
it.
Exactly. They'd be like, huh? What's math?
Well, Andy did go to Rice.
He's pretty smart. Let's be real.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's a great dude.
But he's not beating me in a math contest.
You don't think so? You're pretty good with the maths?
You're analytical. When you need to be.
He's like, I'm not saying anything. You guys aren't getting me in trouble.
This is a man that goes to the Astros game and keeps the scorebook.
Do you do a scorebook, Charlie?
He does.
Generally. Yeah, unless I'm specifically there with a group of people to hang out.
I'm always watching everybody do the scorebooks, and I'm like, why? Like, it's all kept for you.
Or on your phone.
Yeah.
Just habit. And then I take notes apart from that, generally.
Okay. Because it seems like it's all there. Back in the day, I get it. But now with the internet, you wouldn't need to do that. But
when I was a kid, I kept the scorecard for the All-Star game every year.
Really?
Yeah. I can say there are issues or whatever. Well, you know this because it was a challenge to see it would be legible after the fact.
The Little League All-Stars or the real
Major All-Stars? League game. Okay. You know, it's 28 players going to be used and 37 pitchers are going
to
be used.
So you had to see if you could do it.
Still.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. It like all makes sense.
It's like a midterm. Just keep the book for the All-Star game.
So to vaguely address your initial question.
Yes.
Is it Mama Gump, right? Stupid is as stupid does. There's a lot of stupid in the world.
Yeah.
Now, Seth Payne went to Cornell. He's an intelligent guy.
And he's a good guy.
He is a great guy.
Yeah, that's what I said. My whole takeaway from the whole thing is I felt bad for him.
My understanding is that pretty much everyone who's encountered Seth Payne would say he's a good guy.
I agree. Yeah. I totally agree with that.
I'll leave it there.
Yeah, I was going to say, on the flip side, I'd love for you to just go off right now, and I would gladly give you up until 2 o'clock, and I know you won't do it.
I felt bad for him because you almost feel like he was backed into a corner and had no choice.
Now, what I didn't like, and I told the guys this, is that after that all went down, they went on WEEI together, and it was almost like bosom chummy buddies, where Seth said he's not my friend per se, but I like Josh, but he has a lot of shortcomings. And it was like, you know, that starts leading credence to the how much of this was legit and how much of this was kind of
WWE desperate any plot line for attention type thing.
Yeah.
So, been known to happen.
It has. And, you know, one of the combatants has been known to make it his thing. So, it's unfortunate. I mean, the whole city, for the whole station to get kicked off of Radio Row for the actions of one is a little, I can understand where there's some guys that got their feathers ruffled.
Well, wasn't there something, what were we talking about Monday? When you're part of a team, the actions of an individual can have consequences for the whole team.
Terrell Owens?
I don't think. It was T.O., but I'll play
No, I'm saying, but Terrell Owens is one of those guys where, you know, he oftentimes forgot about the team to just put himself in front of that, say, and do whatever.
Nevertheless, he should be elected to the Hall of Fame tomorrow.
I totally agree.
I think the three no-brainers are Randy Moss, same thing, whatever jerk diva he was. He's the most feared wide receiver as a deep threat in the history of the sport. Jerry Rice was definitely greater than Randy Moss, but as a fear of God, we can plan all we want. This guy's still going to beat us deep. So Randy Moss, to me, should be an automatic. T.O. is behind him, and Ray Lewis has to go in, and that leaves you 12 other guys, pick two.
I'm totally with you on that. I mean,
good, because I feel I'm right.
Except for Randy Moss pulled his pants down in Lambeau, and that was...
Wait, what Lambeau? I missed the lead-in.
He pulled his pants down in the end zone.
Oh, that's disgusting!
It was just gruesome. I hate it.
Joe Buck's a little bit faux outrage, I thought. He was playing moral police for America in the moment.
Yeah, I mean, and then T.O., just to stir it up even further, when he should just stay clear of the fray and hope that people forget the off-the-field stuff and just put him in for his accomplishments, they said, he goes, well, I'm definitely not going in as a 49er. Well, first of all, do your homework. You're not going in as anything.
Right.
You're going as head and shoulders. Baseball. You're going as in shampoo. You're going in as a head and shoulders. But at the same time, he's still got beef with the Niners. It's just, it's all the extracurricular crap. Yeah, that just... You don't need. I mean, you mentioned another one. A lot of people don't think Ray Lewis should be in there simply because of all of the off the field there.
But specifically in the Pro Football Hall of Fame voting, character does not count.
Nope.
Morality away from the field does not count. So Ray Lewis is an automatic. He's quite arguably the greatest middle linebacker in the history of the game. T.O., how many mornings per week do you think he goes out into his driveway, does a couple sit-ups? Say, where are all the cameras? Remember when I mattered?
He's trying to do reality TV. He's been trying to do all that stuff.
Where are you at on Urlacher? Because to me, that's a guy that some are going to argue he should be in, and some are going to say, well...
I think he gets in.
What did he... He was really good, but what did his teams do?
Yeah, well, Dick Butkus never played in a playoff game.
Well, when you said greatest Gale middle Sayers. Linebacker of all time, I was going Butkus.
Urlacher's one of my next two. With no great conviction, but Urlacher, and if we want to go a little local homery, but not foolishly so, Alan Faneca, all those great years with the Steelers. Lamar Consolidated High School, then LSU, about 9 times a Pro Bowler. It's easy to get hung up on all the guys who touch the ball or in the highlights and score the points. But football cliche number one, it all begins in the trenches. So to get one of those offensive linemen, Steve Hutchinson's on the ballot for the first time. He was an all-decade player. Kevin Mawai, not many centers at all in the Hall of Fame, but I thought Faneca overall had the best career of them, so I went with the guy from down here.
Okay.
I think Urlacher gets in eventually.
Yeah.
It's just unless you are Ray Lewis, unless you are Barry Sanders, unless you are Brett Favre, you know, that you're going to sail in on the first ballot. I mean, it took Chris Carter how many years? 4 or 5 years, which I thought was ridiculous.
Right.
But they're stacked up. There are so many
good
sports
for
you.
Part of that, too, is that he's an
a-hole. Yes.
A lot of people can't more. I mean, it is like media and otherwise. Chris Carter is not a popular guy.
Really? I wasn't aware of
that.
Big
time.
Oh, I didn't know that. That I don't feel like that should, just like you were talking about the off-the-field stuff, even when it comes to baseball Hall of Fame and so forth, I just feel like it's the Hall of Fame based on what you did for the sport on the field, not everything else.
My take has always been that, to me, infamy is a subset of fame. So if and when or Bonds and Clemens get in, put it on their plaque. Well, everyone thought or knew they were cheating.
Yep.
It's part of the story, but so are the 762 home runs, the 349 wins, whatever.
OJ is in.
The stuff happened, yes.
You know? And you can't take it away once he got in. Right, Ty Cobb is in. And the thing is that when you get into that kind of stuff, that you know, it's so old school, the NFL, the way they do it. Mm-hmm. I believe that all the voters meet in a room.
It's an odd process.
It's not the player personally.
46 of them, and someone campaigns for you in the room.
Someone has to stand up and say why this person should get in, and then they go back and forth and argue it.
Yep.
And it's just so old school.
And it's like 11th grade homecoming. If you vote for my person, yes. I'll vote for your person.
Which I would love to be a fly on the wall with McClain in there, the way he was lobbying for so many of the Oilers. And rightfully so,
by the way. Yeah, I'd never want to be a fly. It usually doesn't end well for them.
Good point.
Oh, right.
And I'm it's a crappy job, because if that's what you're flying towards. Or attracted
to. See, you guys,
it's getting thick.
And at that point, turn it over to Charlie.
Right, Barry will take a swat at us both.
I'm out.
Fly humor exhausted before we even started the show. Sorry, Roof MD and General Contracting, but you're following that. Hey, Mark Donaldson, the MD in Roof MD and General Contracting, entirely Houston-based company. Mark's a lifelong Houstonian, so he does work for friends and neighbors and family members. He'll treat you the same way, starting with the free roof inspection. If you have a roof, it should be inspected annually, especially when that is comped. Not if you get this, you get the free roof inspection. Or with a free roof inspection, then you'll get that. No, just simply free roof inspection. Call 832-967-ROOF. And if you're in ship shape, great. If not, you know you're the trustworthy local company with financing options, including zero down for 12 or 18 months or lower interest, low monthly, longer payment plans. The general contracting work includes window replacement, drywall repair, chimney work, insulation, fencing, painting, gutters, and more. Roofing, by the way, both residential and commercial, if you're a small business owner or work for a company that has a roof issue. 832-967-ROOF. Mark and company will take care of you right. Roof MD and General Contracting, 832-967-ROOF. Tell them you heard it from a fly on the wall, or I couldn't resist, Joel, or on ESPN 97.5.
And I'm the one that gets the heat for the dad jokes. Anyway, Charlie, you'll be back with us for one more segment. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Loaded, ready to rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, it's Charlie, Joel, and Nick as Barry is thumb wrestling Trey as we speak and talking about how they can get in a ring and jello wrestle for charity or money, but that will be negotiated at a later date. Trey's going to join us at 2.
And he's mocking our fly jokes?
Yeah. Yeah. But yet he is frolicking in.
He's not really outraged that he hasn't returned, that, you know, here we are, the non-professionals, making a feeble attempt at light comedy for a Friday.
Oh, that was a topic earlier. Yeah, let's leave it to the professionals, Charlie. Yeah, he tweeted
earlier.
Well,
the professional's not here.
Well, but that's par for the course, too. When you're big time, you come and go as you please.
He's got ideas. He's working on something.
And Nick lets him. So, you know.
I let him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's working on some Facebook. Like, there he goes.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Well, not yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at this.
What? Cue talent.
There's a commercial break.
Action.
It's a commercial break. It's only 3 minutes.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get things popping over here.
Did you win or lose?
And what?
I thought you were thumb wrestling Trey.
No. I thought you were
professionally offended that we were stumbling through feeble fly jokes.
Fly jokes?
We have a professional in the room.
I said earlier about leaving comedy to the professionals, so it kind of fit right in.
Yeah, no, that does, no. It didn't offend me in the least.
Okay.
I'm getting things ready for the great, what are these? The great
buns.
Pretzel Slider Buns Challenge of 2018. We're going to make intern Andrew and intern Trey. They're about, I would say, these expired January 31st. They're
not ancient.
They're not ancient.
They're still solid.
Could you concuss me if you fired one in my head across the room?
Try it.
Hypothetically.
Oh, try it. You don't want me to try it? Do you hear that?
Nah, that's that's not bad. Yeah, so stay tuned for that because that's the shenanigans that Barry's concocting.
My head's harder than that.
Yeah, no, for sure. But that's going to be interesting. And then I told him that the winner can do the Super Bowl breakdown. So it may not be Trey. If intern Andrew can eat the pretzel bun fastest, then we'll get his Super Bowl breakdown.
I don't think Trey does anything fast. So
and they both just ate Chipotle. So the chances of one of them throwing up is pretty high as well.
Trey ate a hoagie.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He had a hoagie. Yes. Okay.
He had a hoagie.
I guess we need to get your Super Bowl breakdown before you leave, huh?
That's what we were talking about, yeah.
Am I missing a hoagie joke? What?
No, Trey came in and I said, where do you draw the line between the difference between a sub and a hoagie? And he had no idea, but he came in and said that he had a hoagie.
Wait, is there a line? I thought they were just synonyms.
Jong looked it up, and it depends. It's the origin of the city in which he came from on the East Coast.
For me, they were heroes.
Whether it's a sub,
we called them heroes.
Hero, or hoagie. Yeah.
But it's all the same thing.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Some would say the warm ones are... and there's another one.
Grinder.
A grinder. There you go. That was the other
one. That's something completely different.
Well, it depends. You don't want your nuts in a grinder.
For me, they were a hero. Meatball hero.
Okay. But they said origins are like Philly, New York, East Coast, right down your alley.
It's where most things originate.
Crappy and... Crappy and
yes.
decent.
Yeah. The best of everything and the worst of most.
I did see that Kevin Hart was on First Take this morning, and the first thing he did was apologize as an Eagles fan that all Eagles fans are not as bad as the ones that have been shown in the last week or so.
Well, at least he's moved on from repeatedly apologizing for cheating on his wife. It's like, how much sympathy can one man garner?
Man, you're fired up today.
Well, you told me when I came in, I seemed a little mopey.
You were drier than a popcorn fart when you walked in, but I guess just like anything
myself.
Else, you turn the mic on and look, the smiles abound and the comments are endless. Yes? Are you going to pull a Barry on me?
No, I'm forgetting the reference that I was going to make, so I'm not going to make it.
All right, well, let's talk Super Bowl. What do you? How do you see it going?
Well, to cut to the chase, Patriots 23, Eagles 20.
Okay.
It's been 7 out of 7. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. But every Super Bowl, the Belichick-Brady dynasty has been close. I think the Eagles' defense, not quite Jacksonville good, but it's really good. So in the end, if you're going to chuck a dart at the board, make the prediction, here are my two biggest reasons. One, the Eagles are going to move the ball. Two good running backs. Foles against the Vikings, that was genuinely impressive. And the Patriots give up yards, but they clamp you down in the red zone. I'm thinking Nick Foles will be making one major mistake or lured into a poor decision at least once. Oh, should have gotten 7 there. They settle for a field goal. So it falls in the red zones, question mark number one for me. And if Gronkowski remains unconcussed, like pretty much every team against the Patriots, how are the Eagles going to handle Gronk? And if they have to double cover him, do they going to have the bodies to handle Amendola underneath? Or suddenly Kevin Hogan makes a play? Or all those different Cooks. Patriots backs out of the backfield. Brandon Cooks. And Brady's still Brady, and Nick Foles is Nick Foles. But 23-20, I will not be surprised if the Eagles win the game, but since we're making picks, that's mine. Eagles plus the points.
I don't think New England's defense is good. It's, everybody's kind of giving them credit for being, and I know that Matt Patricia and this and that and the other thing, and their corners are good. But I just, you know, Philly wants to pound it, and I just don't know.
Two backs.
Yeah, and I don't know with that thunder and lightning combination. I said, because someone said, you know, how big of a factor is the fact that LeGarrette Blount coming in off of being a Patriot and winning a Super Bowl is going to be with the Eagles? Well, it has nothing to do with scheme or anything else. If he's a factor, the Eagles are in control of the game because what they like to do is pound you with a Jaye, and then when you start to submit to the fact that you're getting, you know, you're getting gassed, then he just starts getting yards after contact and pounding it right down your throat. And that's what they'd like to do. I just don't know, as much as Belichick likes to take things away from teams, I don't think he can take that away.
Well, to me, it'll feel like if the Eagles get down 10, the game is over. If the Patriots get down 10, Tom Brady's just warming up.
Yeah, that's the scary part if you're an Eagles fan, is even if you think the Eagles are running away and hiding, and which I don't think will happen, but even if it looks that to be the case, it's Tom Brady and it's the Super Bowl. So if they're going to run away and hide, they better be up by 5 touchdowns at half.
And those little things that we can't account for, The Patriots is Steven Goskowski. He's been there longer than Vinatieri was there. The Eagles have a rookie kicker. Doesn't mean the Eagles kicker is going to choke if he gets in a big spot. Make himself a Philadelphia legend if he has a pressure kick and comes through. And it's not like Goskowski's automatic. You know, we know Amendola is a serious threat in the return game. Made it, a 30-yard drive to get the winning score against Jacksonville. Sometimes, you know, you just make the pick for pedigree, but I'd take the Eagles at the 4.5.
That's say, the so number that's still the available. Eagles
they've always been close games, and as you noted, the Patriots' defense, it's not great. It's really good, but they don't have a great pass rush that you're thinking, oh, Foles is going to be running for his life and forcing bad throws. And
well, let me ask you guys,
though. I hope
we're
all right in picking a close game because, we're all going to watch.
Do you think the Eagles have a good pass rush?
Oh, they have a great pass rush. I think between Fletcher,
these teams were separated
and
deeper.
As far as sacks go, these teams were separated by one.
Yeah.
In the regular season, the Eagles had 36 sacks in the year. The Patriots had 35. I think at the beginning of the year, the Patriots' defense was really bad.
Right.
But I think that they figured something out along the way. And statistically, these two teams are identical on defense.
Both have played with the lead a lot, where you can tee off pass rushing. But the Eagles, I think, if you go man by man personnel, they're better. Derek Barnett, their first round pick this year, he doesn't even start. A guy who had the strip sack of Keenum. Fletcher Cox is a flat-out animal, who you mentioned. They're deep.
They are deep.
So do the Patriots counter that with going more no-huddle stuff? You know they like to go fast at times. Do they do more of it so the Eagles can't sub out? So, all right, you have 6-8 linemen you like to rotate. Well, guess what? We're only letting you use 4 of them, and let's see how they are. Their tongues are hanging out at the end of a 12-play drive.
Here's the thing, though. Everyone says, well, the way to get to Brady and the only way to affect him is to knock him down and to get pressure on him, to put pressure on Tom Brady. And I saw a statistic that Pro Football Focus posted where under pressure – Brady's passer rating is a 96.9.
Which is excellent.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Nick Foles is a 23.8.
That's so excellent.
That's telling. That's very telling when you talk about both of these teams, if they similar numbers in getting sacks, that right there could be the difference. I said the difference in the game is going to be turnovers because statistically, both on offense and defense, it's weird, but these teams are almost identical. But the real difference is takeaways and giveaways on offense and defense between the two teams. So I'm kind of with you in that it's going to come down to not necessarily Tom Brady making a mistake and turning the ball over, but will Philly fumble it? Will Nick Foles make a stupid interception?
I'm not going to even say Foles because the Jaya's never been there before either, and he's already had butterfingers in the playoffs. So those are the kind of things you factor in, just like you said about the kicker. When you start thinking the magnitude of the stage, it's different. It's just a different animal to play in the Super Bowl. And obviously, the pressure and the butterflies are ramped up, and the Patriots have been there, done that.
Hey, if you didn't get a chance to see it last night, especially this being ESPN 97.5, I thought the two Bills thing was fantastic. The Belichick,
I didn't watch it. It was good?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll replay it 14,000 times here. It's worth the record and watch.
Okay, does it make you like Bill Belichick now? Or will it make me like Bill Belichick?
He's somewhat humble from the excerpts I saw. Humbled and appreciative of Parcells, for sure.
There are a couple of amusing moments in there, and part of it, he's just a social misfit.
Yeah. Okay.
A little bit of it.
I've said the only time that's really humanized him is the NFL Network did that 3-part special about him away from the field and stuff.
Showing him out on his boat.
Yeah, and if they showed him like they showed him last night in Minnesota where he actually caught a Timberwolves game, his wife's pretty good looking. So at least he knows.
Did they get married? I missed that.
If it's not wife.
I think they're just keeping company, Joel.
Well, common law is common law, Charlie. You never know, depending on the state. Hey, I hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy watching the game. And I know that we'll catch up and kick it around after the game on Monday. So we'll be seeing you again at 1:30 on Monday right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, catch Charlie 11 to 1 every day, Monday through Friday. Sports Map 94.1, our sister station. And we have just wrapped up one in the books, 2 to go. 2 hours more of the big show. Trey joins us next. Don't go anywhere as Barry has the first annual intern pretzel bun eating challenge. That and more. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.